I guess you would have to dwell on a deserted atoll or not be exposed to anyone under the age of 12 not to be aware that the movie version of Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone has opened at theaters across the country. The reviews, like that of our own Elvis Mitchell's, have so far been mixed. They say the film is well acted and beautifully shot, but so faithful to J.K. Rowling's story, there's little of the invention that makes the book seem so fun and startling. But youngsters have never much hewed to the opinion of adults, much less adult critics. Our Margot Adler has been following the Harry Potter enthusiasm since well before the first book in the series was published in the United States, and she talked to some children and several of their parents as they walked out of a movie theater in New York City.
Here's a thought to conjure with. So many millions of copies of J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter books have been printed in the United States that, according to one estimate, more than half of the children between 7 and 10 have read at least one of the books. Rarely has a movie for children opened to an audience so familiar with every detail. Children can tell you all about the imaginary sport of Quidditch, played on flying brooms. They are aware of every nook and cranny of the very English Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. They can discourse on the names of dragons and giants and letter-carrying owls. It was with this in mind that I joined a throng at a Manhattan cinema to pose the question, how does the movie compare with a book? I found that the first reaction of most kids and their parents was to love the movie, but to love the book, all the books, even better.
I thought that the book was like sort of very detailed and the movie was very good, but it sort of just quickened it a little too much.
While we were reading the books, I was imagining that they were actually real.
I've read all four, but...
And what do you think of the difference between the movie and the book?
I don't think there's much of a difference, but it's really good. The movie explains a lot more. I like the chess game.
I like the book.
How come?
It explained more.
I like reading better than movies, and I think it lets you use your imagination more. But the movie was very close to the book. The words were almost exact.
I think I like the book better because it showed more details. I pictured Snape, like, totally different.
Dumbledore, that's how I pictured him. That's exactly how.
I like the movie better.
How come?
Well, because you got to, it was kind of cool to get to see all the things you'd kind of imagined.
Ron was perfect. He was exactly what they had said he was in the book. And Harry and Hermione was also very good.
As for the adults in the audience, most of them parents, the main emotion that was expressed over and over was palpable relief that Hollywood hadn't gone and spoiled it all, that whatever Harry Potter the movie was about, whether it succeeded in portraying this or failed at portraying that, it was not going to do that thing that so many parents feared. It would not destroy the tender plant that the Potter phenomenon had helped cultivate. Their children suddenly sitting on the sofa reading for hours, the family coming together, reading aloud. Eden Ross Lipson works for the New York Times Book Review and was there with a young friend, George Stern.
I was delighted. I was relieved, enormously relieved.
Like you were afraid that somehow or another.
Terribly afraid. But we were surprised by the chess game and how well it worked.
This is, of course, not chess as you or I may have played it, but wizarding chess where the characters come to life, just as the pictures on the wall come to life at the Hogwarts School, one of the better special effects in the film. When I asked Eden Lipson and George Stern to come up with something they didn't like in the movie, the answer came quickly, the music. Not only was it too loud, they said, it was totally derivative, as if the composer had tacked together bits from a dozen old adventure movies.
Visually, it's remarkably right, and I wanted to throttle the music much of the time.
It did get in your way, and I guess they felt like they needed something to fill it, but, you know, they really didn't do it right.
After all, for the vast millions of us, excluding those few Mozarts among us, there was no music in our own versions of Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, so it's no wonder that the music in the movie version might seem jarring. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.